Penguin Random House Audio presents J.M.W. Turner, Aykroyd's Brief Lives, by Peter Aykroyd. Read for you by Nicholas Guy Smith. Chapter 1. 1775 to 1799. Joseph Mallard William Turner was a child of London. His father owned a barber's shop in Maiden Lane off Covent Garden, having migrated to the city from a small town in Devon. His mother came from a line of London butchers. Turner himself appeared to all who knew him to be a quintessential citizen, short and stocky, energetic and pugnacious. His speech was recognizably that of a Cockney, and his language was the language of the streets. He had another direct inheritance. His father was short, also, and his famous son was said to resemble him. According to a family friend, William Turner was spare and muscular, with small blue eyes, parrot nose, projecting chin, fresh complexion. His son boasted, if that is the word, the same nose and chin. The friend added that William Turner was more cheerful than his son, and had always a smile on his face. His happy disposition, no doubt assisted in the success of his barber's shop, where the most important duty was to please the customer, and in any case, he seems to have been a proficient businessman. He passed on his economical habits to his son. "Dad never praised me," Turner once said, "except for saving a shilling." It was a lesson he recalled for the rest of his life. Mary Turner was a considerable...